All right, so what are we working on? Stress, anxiety?
Well, I teach high school, and I get...
Is that saying enough?
Yes, yeah. And I get really... a lot of bad words come on my mouth, and I get really upset with the kids. And it's like, I go.
Okay. All right, so remember... Now, when we're tapping, it's really fun to say things you wouldn't normally say, okay? So this is not what I would go home and share with my children, but it's very effective when you're tapping to go right for the negative thoughts that you would not actually express, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Even though
I want to hurt them. They're obnoxious.
They're rude.
And I don't think they have mothers.
And
I'm stuck with them.
And I don't like it.
And they don't pay me enough.
Unless they gave me a whip.
And a chair.
And they won't even let me
discipline them.
Discipline.
What's wrong with this picture? And wouldn't it be a kick?
If I could remember,
they don't want to be there either.
At least I get the paycheck.
They're stuck in that school with other kids just like them.
All day.
They don't want to be there.
They don't want to be there.
Nobody's paying them to be there. This really happens. I'm furious. I lose all my power.
I'm upset.
I'm emotionally out of control.
I'm giving my power
to a bunch of teenagers.
That ticks me off.
Nowhere in my contract
does it promise me
easy students.
Nowhere in my contract
does it say
I get bonuses
for putting up with the obnoxious ones.
Whatever's going on with this.
Whatever's being reflected to me.
Whatever's being triggered within me.
I want to let that go.
No, I don't.
I'm good and mad.
That's easier.
That's much easier
than observing these kids,
our school systems,
our culture,
and feeling
powerless
to make positive change.
This is not
why I became a teacher.
It was not supposed to be like this.
I thought they'd want to learn.
I thought they'd be inspired by me.
Want to know what I know.
I thought they'd respect me.
I think I'm in the wrong school.
What are these people?
Bunch of aliens?
They're not students.
They antagonize me.
Insult me.
Annoy me.
Ignore me.
It's a no-win situation.
And that is not what I signed up for.
I'm so frustrated.
I wonder if I could let that go.
I wonder if I could tone the anger down.
Tap it right out.
And relate in a different way.
They don't want to be there.
They don't want to be there.
And of course they don't respect me.
By the time I teach them what I know,
it's obsolete.
Their worlds
are nothing
like my high school experience.
They're exposed to things
at ages
that I can't even imagine.
They live in a time
where there are no guarantees.
They are
a whole new generation.
And there's so much change.
So much rapid change.
These kids have never had a chance
to feel safe.
We grew up believing.
Go to college.
Get a job.
Be committed.
Work hard.
And it would pay off.
That's not what our kids see.
That's not what they feel.
They're exposed to adults like me. that don't like their work.
That don't like their work.
Don't know how to fix it.
Don't know how to fix it.
Don't know how to offer.
Don't know how to offer.
Any guarantees.
Any guarantees.
Any real guidance.
Any real guidance.
In a world.
In a world.
That's so different.
That's so different.
Every day.
Every day.
They live in a different time.
They live in a different time.
It's such a different time.
It's such a different time.
And it's tricky for all of us.
And it's tricky for all of us.
And what if I could let go?
Let go.
Of all my frustration and
of
fear.
All my frustration.
What if I could let go?
What if I could let go?
Of all this frustration and fear.
Of all this frustration and fear.
And see them differently.
And see them differently.
I've got a job.
I've got a job.
A lot of these kids.
A lot of these kids.
Know what unemployment means.
Know what unemployment means.
A lot of these kids.
A lot of these kids.
Don't have self-discipline.
Don't have self-discipline.
They don't know where they'll go.
They don't know where they'll go.
How they'll fit in.
How they'll fit in.
A lot of these kids,
a lot of these kids
don't even feel good enough,
don't even feel good enough
about themselves,
themselves
to know
how
to express,
how to express
curiosity,
curiosity,
respect.
Respect.
This is really happening.
This is really happening.
And it's not what I signed up for.
Not what I signed up for.
What if it is?
What if it is?
What if it is?
What if it is?
Who am I in this classroom? Well,
I'm smarter than them.
I can figure out a way.
I can find the skills
to ease my heart,
soothe my mind,
and give
to
those that will receive.
It's not an ideal situation.
It's a tough situation.
It's a tough situation.
I give myself permission, to be up for it.
To find a creative way.
To feel like I'm winning.
To feel like I'm winning.
Something.
Something.
I'm not defining.
I'm not defining
what it is I can create.
What it is I can create.
Just yet.
Just yet.
What I'm sure of.
What I'm sure of
is what I was expecting.
Doesn't exist.
All this resentment.
All this resentment.
All this anger.
All this anger.
It was not supposed to be like this.
Not supposed to be like this.
I never expected it.
I never expected it.
To be like this.
To be like this.
I wonder if I can let that go.
I wonder if I can let that go.
Could I let that go?
I let that go.
I intend to let that go.
I intend to let that go.
And engage my mind.
And engage my mind.
My very intelligent mind.
My very intelligent mind.
In finding solutions.
Finding solutions.
I don't even like a lot of the kids.
I don't even like a lot of the kids.
I give myself permission.
I give myself permission.
To be solution oriented.
To be solution oriented.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't have to fix them.
I don't have to fix them.
I don't even have to teach them.
I don't even have to teach them.
I have to find alignment.
I have to find alignment.
With my calling as a teacher.
My calling as a teacher.
Even in a combat zone.
Even in a
mind-numbing
zone.
It's not the children's job
to be what I want.
It's my job
to be what I want.
It was not supposed to be like this.
This is the way it is.
I'm giving myself permission
to find my strength,
to channel my anger,
to channel my frustration,
to channel my judgment
through my heart,
to become heart-centered,
and do what I can do,
and create peace,
even if it doesn't feel like enough.
I want to be
light
for me
and let those kids
that are capable of receiving
be exposed to me.
And the others,
I want to provide
one safe classroom
from the judgment,
from the frustration,
from all the emotions
they're thrown into every day.
With no paycheck.
No validation.
No
choice.
No
reasonable
promise
of any kind.
These kids
suffer.
And
it's not my job
to suffer with them.
It is my job
to use my intelligent mind.
My thinking abilities
to create a solution
for me,
When I feel good,
when I feel good,
these kids will receive,
these kids will receive
benefit.
Benefit.
Maybe not what I thought I'd be teaching.
I'm
not going to have the relationships
I
went to school for.
I feel that.
And these kids
have even less guarantee than me.
Whatever negative emotion,
whatever disappointment,
whatever frustration,
we
just keep ricocheting, bouncing off of each other.
I'm choosing to withdraw that energy now.
I no longer agree
to play in the unhappiness.
I'm there for so many hours a day.
I do not
give my power away.
How I feel
is up to me,
not the school board,
not the administrative staff,
and certainly
not a bunch of goofy teenagers.
They are not the boss of me.
It's my job.
I show up for me.
I show up for me.
They don't care if I come or not.
I want to show up
empowered
in this opportunity
to be in full alignment
with me,
even in
an unexpected,
uncomfortable
situation.
I am enough.
I'm choosing
to let go
of what I wanted
and create a new desire.
I'm choosing
to create
a picture of success
that I can actually
experience.
And I want to forgive
our culture,
the schools,
the children's parents.
I want to forgive
my parents,
my teachers,
my mentors
that supported me
in being a teacher.
And look where it got me.
I want to forgive them anyway.
I want to forgive me.
I want to forgive them.
I want my power back.
A bunch of teenagers
do not have permission
to play with my emotions.
They just don't pay me enough
for that.
Okay. Big breath.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I will tell you,